Righty-ho, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
It's all go for Zed and Ampol.
It is. It's also Groundhog Day in the Greater Auckland Remand Centre, Level 3, Phase 1. Let's just do it all again, and let's talk fuel retailers. Hey, Mike, I filled my car up yesterday. Do you know that is the first time I've filled my car up since August? I kid you not, since August. I'm even in my own little hermit kingdom by myself here. Anyway, further developments in the ongoing takeover of Z Energy by Ampol. So a quick refresh on what's going on here. Z Energy, well-known fuel retailer in New Zealand, right around the country, 481 fuel sites, has been subject to a takeover proposal by Ampol. Ampol listed on the ASX, on the Australian share market. They've offered $3.78 per share to acquire Z. Now, at the time, that $3.78 was a 22% premium to the then current price. And get this, Mike, we were told to expect an update by the 11th of October. And look at that, Mike, a date, a plan, and they delivered on it. Fancy that. Development yesterday, Z Energy have announced that they have entered a binding scheme implementation agreement with Ampol. And it does get quite complicated for shareholders, so let's try and break it down a bit. So first of all, the Z board, or the board of Z Energy, have unanimously recommended that shareholders vote in favour of the arrangement. That is, though, subject to it being within or above the valuation range specified by an independent advisor. They're doing that work at the moment, and in the absence of a superior proposal. Now, you will get a little bit more than the $3.78 if you happen to be a Z Energy shareholder, because you'll also receive 5 cents worth of dividend. And there's potential for a little bit more if the scheme isn't implemented by the end of March 22. That's subject to ongoing company performance. Now, there are approvals required. This has to be approved by the Overseas Investment Office, and this could be a little bit challenging because there's now a national interest assessment in when they make that decision, and this will be an interesting test case of that assessment. It also needs to be approved by the Commerce Commission. Now, Ampol owns the Gull petrol service stations. They're the self-service ones that there's not a lot of them, but they're out there. Ampol has committed to divesting these. They say there are apparently interested parties, so that should go ahead according to Ampol. Look, Mike, there's still plenty of water to flow under the bridge on this one, so it's not a done deal yet, but it is moving that way. Z Energy price lifted 23 cents yesterday, closing at $3.61.
Okay. And then we got more rockets than we know what to do with. I mean, so we're all Peter Beck and co, but what about Kia?
Kia, and this is Mark Rocket. So we don't actually have rockets, we have planes, but it's Mark Rocket, who used to be Mark Rocket's the CEO of Kia Aerospace. He was previously involved with Rocket Lab. He was a co-founder and an investor. So we're now talking stratospheric planes. Now, this is a press release from Sunday that just caught my attention. So Kia is the first company to start flight testing in the Kaitorete Spit, in what is called Project Tawhaki area. Now, if I'm right, this is in the Canterbury region. It's in Ngāi Tahu territory. Project Tawhaki is a partnership between a couple of runanga, the Te Taumutu runanga and the Wairewa runanga and the Crown. And the aim of the partnership is to protect this bit, but also to develop aerospace activities and R&D facilities. So Kia is building a solar-powered unmanned aircraft that will fly in the stratosphere for months at a time. It's a zero-emission craft called the Kia Atmos, so it'll carry instruments and beam down, you know, internet and
Scotty? No.
Whatever. Look, Kia's based in Christchurch. Interesting initiative, though, and on the 20th of September, Kia started flight testing in that Project Tawhaki area. So I watch this with interest, Mike, and hope that they can manage their development with the current border restrictions, but sounds fascinating, doesn't it?
Are there border restrictions in space, really? I mean, that's the existential question we need to be
there
asking.
There you go, yeah.
What are the numbers?
They could just drop people as they came over the top of the country.
The numbers.
Dow Jones, 34,728, down 18. The S&P 500, 4,387, down 4. The NASDAQ, 14,587. It's up 8 points at the moment. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 7146, up 51.72%. And the Nikkei also gained 1.6% over yesterday, 449 points, 28498. Shanghai Composite, little change, 3591. The ASX 200 lost 20 yesterday, 7299. We lost 67 points on the NZX 50 yesterday, down 0.5%. 13,019 was the close there. On the currencies, against the US dollar on the wholesale markets, 0.6949, 0.9440 Aussie, 0.6009 euro, 0.5105 pounds, 78.79 yen. Gold trading $1,756.06, and Brent crude flirting with $84, $83.99.
Boy, lucky you filled the mini up. Well done. Lucky. We'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.